Hello, welcome to the programme. Today we're talking about the rising cost at care homes and we want to know what you've done to cope with the cost of your relatives' care. Tell us how your family's meeting the bill for a mother or a father in a care home. Call us now please on 03700 100 444. You can email us, youandyours at bbc.co.uk, or you can send text messages to 84844. If you tweet, use the hashtag youandyours. A place in a care home will cost more than a place at Eton College this year. That's the prediction from a company called Symponia. It helps people get financial advice on care. The bill for residential care is expected to rise by 10% in 2016 to an average of £39,000 a year. In a moment, we'll be taking some financial advice from an expert who specialises in long-term care. But first, Gillian from Cheshire got in touch.
Well, my mother went into care in 2010, initially as a short-term measure to recuperate from an injury. However, she was suffering from the early stages of Alzheimer's at that time, and she also has some macular degeneration. And the first couple of months she was in the home, she kept talking about looking forward to going home. And then my sister and I realized that after maybe 4 or 5 months, she didn't mention home again. And so for us, it was a great solution because we'd actually found somewhere where she's very happy. The only drawback is the cost. It's now £1,637 per week.
Wow.
Which is a lot of money. So after it became clear that Mummy was going to stay in the home where she's very happy, my sister and I took the decision to use part of her savings, and it was a big decision because it was a big amount of money. It was significantly over £200,000, but we bought a care fees annuity which will pay £2,500 per month towards her care every month until the end.
So you were worried that you would run out of money and have to move her, was that it?
Well, yes, we were, and as the increases in the fees each year have been of the order of 4% and 5%, it's already gone up from £1,400 a week to £1,637 a week in the 5-6 years she's been there. She's physically very, very well, probably due to the way she's being looked after. So we're hoping she'll be with us for a good number of years to come. But of course, if the fees continue to increase at that level, then we're going to have to be looking at something else again, I would imagine, at some point.
Do the maths for me, if you would, Gillian. How much is your mum paying a year?
1637 times 52 is £85,124.
And the annuity you took out cost you £200,000 and contributes how much to her yearly costs?
£2,500 per month.
So that's about 24...
30,000, isn't it?
So the annuity pays for £30,000 worth of fees,
yes,
that are costing you in excess of £80,000 a year?
Yes.
So how long can you keep on going before you'll have to do something else?
Well, I'm actually looking forward with some trepidation to April of this year because that's the time when the increases come around. I did ask last year, with the increase of 4%, how they were justifying it. And I was actually told that, well, inflation, you know, everything is more expensive. And I thought, well, in actual fact, inflation was less than 1% last year. I mean, the last thing my sister and I would want to do would be to move our mother because she's so happy and well looked after. And the care home is marvellous. The staff are very, very nice. It's a lovely residence, but it's a great deal of money.
Gillian, thank you. Jeg also got in touch. She lives in Milham in South Cumbria. Greg, how are you paying for your relatives' care?
Well, in short, we're paying by direct debit from my mum's bank account.
And how much are you paying?
£556 a week, which is the same as £28,900 per annum.
How have you afforded to do that?
Mum was married for 61 years. Dad died 6 years ago. Mum owns the family home. Mother's not particularly rich, but she had a portfolio of an ISA, some premium bonds, and a savings account. not a huge amount of money, and as you can imagine, spending it at the rate of £29,000 a year, that money's going down very fast.
How long will your mother's money last?
Not very much longer, but we are taking steps to mean that we won't have to pay any more for the care home fees.
Tell me how you've done that.
Well, the care home is owned by the County Council, and they offer a deferred payments agreement scheme, whereby, in a very similar way to you and I might have taken out a mortgage on our home, the County Council is prepared to open what we would call a loan account. So instead of me paying £556 a week for mother, this amount is put into the loan account by the County Council. So let's say after 4 years, we owe £115,600, and then the house is sold, then, of course, we repay the debt that has been totting up with the County Council. In other words, they put a first charge on mother's property to ensure that they will get repaid.
Now, why is that better for you than selling up the house, Jake?
Right, well, there's several reasons why we don't want to sell the house at the moment. One of which is economic, because house prices in this part of the country are not particularly high, and I feel that they're quite suppressed. Another reason is that from a psychological point of view, from a mother's point of view, if we sell the house, she could think, well, this is it, you know, there's nothing left. But of course, the house is still there. There is the occasion, perhaps, when towards the end of mother's life, she may prefer to spend her last few days in her own home. But if push comes to shove, obviously, we would have to sell the house because the debt rising with the County Council would be in excess of the loan-to-value that they're happy with.
Jack, do you have to pay interest on this loan?
Yes, we will. We haven't taken it out yet, but the interest will be 2.65%.
Which is a very good rate.
It is. The setting-up cost is £1,210 and an annual review of £360. So it's not without cost, but yes, we can borrow the money at 2.65 compound.
Can I ask each of you about inheritance? Gillian, people who own their own homes probably think two things, that the property will cover the cost of their care, but also that they will have property to leave their children. The cost of care means that we all have to rethink those assumptions, don't we?
Yes, we do. In actual fact, my sister and I always smile that our father used to always say that their house was our pension, because neither my sister nor myself had a particularly valuable retirement pension, and he used to say, well, this house is your pension, girls, and that was lovely. And of course, at the end of the day, it is my mother's money, and our priority will be that she has good care to the end of her life. But it is quite, what's the word I'm looking for, it's quite sobering to see how quickly money disappears. It's ferociously expensive.
Jeg, what do you think about inheritance?
Yes, I echo the sentiments of your other contributor. It's surprising how fast the money can disappear. Let's just suppose Mother were to live for another 10 years, which she's only 3 days older than the Queen, and the Queen will live well beyond 100. That would then mean that we would be forced to sell the house. That would mean there is land attached to the house as well, where a family of five have grown up, and it was always my dad's wish that this land would be handed down in perpetuity for future generations to enjoy. But that will not be the case, obviously, if the care home fees continue for another 10 years, which is absolutely fine, because as your previous speaker said, it is mother's money. It is obviously for her care and for her longevity and good quality of life. If children like us receive an inheritance, well, that's a good fortune, but none of us are banking on it. And in all probability, there will be none because of mother's care home fees. Can I say to Gillian, good luck with your situation. I know it's very hard.
It is, but I mean, I'm lucky. I have my sister and I are really shoulder to shoulder on it, and we agree about everything, and so that has been a huge benefit to me. And when I see my mother's face and how happy and contented she is, well, it's worth an awful lot of money.
Gillian and Jeg, what have you done to cope with the cost of your relatives' care? Call us now on 03700 100444, or you can email us, youandyours at bbc.co.uk. Jacqueline Berry is a financial expert in long-term care, and she used to work for one of three providers of annuities which can help pay towards care home costs if you have to self-fund a place. Jacqueline, we heard from Gillian and Jeg some options that they've taken to release money for care. Gillian has bought an annuity, and Jeg's planning to use a deferred payment scheme through his local council where he can sell his mother's home after her death. What else might you consider?
Yes, firstly, just I think to make it clear, one of the things I'd like to just touch on is one of the big issues in this market, in this field, is that so many people make wrong assumptions about their entitlement to sort of free care or supported care in terms of funding when they reach that time or if they reach that time. It's extremely important to look at the possibility of this really when you come to sort of your 50s, so that you start to plan ahead as to what that cost might be and how you might be able to fund it.
Because basically anyone who owns a house will have to fund all of their own care. So the limit in England in savings and property, 23,250, in Wales 23,750, Scotland 25,250. I mean, they're not massive amounts for anyone who owns a property, are they?
No, they're not. And if we just reverse back to those figures we talked about earlier, the average cost of care in London for an annual residential care home is £32,656. So already you've looked at those thresholds, and that's not even enough to fund 1 year in a residential care home. So it's not much at all. In terms of Gillian's case, she's purchased the immediate needs annuity, otherwise known as the immediate care plan. There's three providers in the market at the moment that offer this this particular product. And I noticed that she said the cost of care is rising quite dramatically. I think she said 4%. Now, there is the option to purchase escalation, which is where you buy the immediate needs annuity and you basically pay so that every year it actually increases by up to 5%. So that really gives you the option to ensure that if the care homes put their costs up, then you are protected against that risk.
If you look at what she paid, she said she paid in excess of what was it, 200,000 in excess of 200,000.
Yes.
And the annuity pays £30,000 a year.
Yes, the average cost of one of these products at the moment is actually £120,000. So on a positive note, what that means is that mum actually will live for longer. The underwriters assume that mum has a number of years to live, which is why it's so much more expensive. And of course, this is why it's such a difficult field, because it's longevity risk. And the older somebody gets, the very much more difficult it becomes to assess how much longer they'll live. I mean, to give you an example, the average man at age 75 is expected to live another 11.8 years. And the average woman at the same age at 75 is expected to live another 13.3 years. But if both those individuals live another 5 years, then their life expectancy at 80 actually exceeds the expectancy they had at 75, just because they'd lived till 80. Now, it's a very, very difficult field, and this is another reason why we don't have many providers offering products, because it's very risky. But all the more reason for families to look at protecting the cost of care, because it could just amount to hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Jacqueline, thanks for the note. We will come back to you. We're talking about the rising cost of care home fees on the programme today. Do you have a relative in a care home? Where is the money coming from paying for that care? Give us a call now, please, 03700 100 444, or you can email us, youandyours@bbc.co.uk. Shari Vall is sitting alongside me in the studio now, reading all of the emails as they come in. Shari.
We've had so many emails, it's quite difficult to pick one. I've been trying to look at ones that echo lots of experiences. And Patricia writes, my sister is an ex-nurse, and she's been in a care home for almost 5 years. She's now 69. From the age of 50, she's been paralysed from the waist down and is doubly incontinent and has diabetes and other problems to deal with. Her weight has gone from 14 to 19 stone in this time, probably because of the medication. Despite two assessments from Help for the NHS, she only gets about £110 a week help. She now has to pay £1,050 per week for care, and that's to be increased by £65 in April. She's had to sell her home, and her capital will maybe last for another 3 years. Patricia says, no one can say what will happen, but I suspect she'll have to leave her home and go into local authority care, having lost virtually everything she's worked for and saved for. And there are lots and lots of emails like that.
Thanks, Shari. It's 29 minutes to one now. This is Call You and Yours on BBC Radio 4. I'm Winifred Robinson. Today we're talking about the cost of a place in a care home. Prices are predicted to rise this year by around 10%. How are you paying for a place? Call us now, 03700 100 444. In a minute, we'll be talking about why we don't plan for care long before we need it. But first, here's Martha to tell us what's in the world at one.
Thanks, Winifred. Well, Tesco's under criticism for failing